Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Our challenge this year is to encourage more WILO listeners to become WILO supporters, so we are asking you to help us build a member match fund to kick off our fall pledge campaign with a Power Hour Thursday, October the 16th. And by giving early, you will encourage others to follow your lead and keep the pledge drive efficient. So send us a check to WILO Radio, 300 North Goodwin Avenue, Urbana, 61801, or give online at willpledge.org. Thank you. And now it's time for our opening commodity market report. Here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat open at 7:13, up 8 on the open. March, 7:35, up 9. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat open at 6:76, up 8 on the open. March, 6:97, up 8. May, 7:11, up 7.5. July, 7:25, up 9 on the open. December corn open at 5:13, unchanged on the open. March, 5:30, down 1. May, 5:41.5, down 1. July, 5:52, down 1/2. September, 5:55, down 1.5. December, 5:59, up 1/4 on the open. November beans open at 10.87, down 7 on the open. January, 11:05, down 5.5. March, 11:10, down 14.25. May, 11:20, down 17. July, 11:30, down 17.25. In November of 2009, $11 even, down 9.5 on the open. October soybean meal open at 292, down 370 on the open. December, 298.50, down 290. October soybean oil open at 44.15, down 55 on the open. December, 44.90, down 53. October live cattle open at 98.65. Up 60 on the open. October feeders, 103.70, up 90. October lean hog, 68.30, down 25. And February bellies, 95.40, down 135 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Soybeans got some negative news this morning off of its grain stocks report when NAS did a revision of the 2007 soybean stocks, productions, and yield. We're seeing that play out this morning with a lower open and prices coming off its lows a little bit, but still at the bottom of its trading range.
Well, yeah, Dave, I mean, you know, we had the early trade last night, the first couple, 3 hours. We were down in about the same ranges we're trading at right now. We've seen recover with the crude oil and a little optimism back in the stock market by the time we come in this morning. And then the government finds this 91 million bushels of beans that they added to last year's production estimate and taking us up just about 33% from what our guess was there. So, you know, that does weigh on the beans this morning, and that, of course, pulls on the corn also. The corn number is a little higher, but, you know, nothing that couldn't have been worked with that way, although it did imply that the domestic usage was lower than what had been expected in corn over the past 3 months. And with our large hog numbers and that, we thought maybe that that number wouldn't be quite as high. But that, along with all of our, should I say, idiots in Washington, because, you know, I thought they'd negotiated a bill that could be passed, and we do need some relief in the credit system. If there were some problems, they should have stayed in negotiations rather than just walk out and vote against it.
And we see the Nove beans that taking out their previous fall low yesterday, that was the 10.99 and a half level. You look at the charts, the next target, the next juicy target on the chart to the for those who want to be on the bearish side of the market is way down there at 1042 and a quarter.
The projection lines do. That would be, 30 cents lower than where we're sitting right now. And the way this bean market moves, that's well within reach. And depending on if we can't see some sort of agreement out of Washington, something going on, some progress being made, there's no doubt that this whole economy, the factors we're looking at, could put us, in a little bit of deflationary spin here. So, that's something we have to worry about. The other thing is, I guess I have to somewhat apologize to our listening public out here. I thought if we were going to do a bailout for $700 billion, that would increase the M1 and the M2 supply. And we were always taught at college there that when you increased the money supply, that was somewhat inflationary. Mm-hmm. And we thought that we'd be down near the levels that we would see a little pop from. And it doesn't seem to be happening, number one, because of the stocks report, and number two, because of the credit crisis. But along the way, these were levels that we were looking at before that we thought we could reach down during the glut of harvest, and we've seemed to have got here sooner now, Dave. And that is one of the things that, we just are looking for some sort of feeling of confidence as to whether these lows can hold here or whether the economic woes are too much for them to hold.
Well, I guess that is a question, given all that has happened on the outside markets and the financial mess on Wall Street, given all the negative numbers that NASS is throwing at the market today. Is it possible that we are close to putting in a harvest low here?
I think if we could see some stabilization of some other things, not see some surprises in our yields, basically that we do start tapering off with the later planted beans and some of the corn, that those are things that could happen. The biggest problem that we have right now, Dave, is number one is in keep getting the credit system back available so that we can get some confidence back in the market as far as shipping companies starting to run well, letters of credit being opened so that exports can continue, and the availability of letters of credit to be issued and being backed that way. One of the biggest things could probably help would be the FDIC expanding their guarantees from $100,000 to $250,000 in a lot of the cases. I think Cramer's put a lot of this stuff forward, Jim Cramer, on this show. It does seem to make sense and would be helping with a lot of these things, Dave.
So are you of a mindset that the downside at this point needs to be protected with puts?
I'm not sure what my mindset is right now, Dave, and that's not what I like to say on the air. I'd like to be very definitive and say things, but I've sort of got beat up with the idea of I thought I knew what was going on with the economy and the inflationary factor of what was going on, and it doesn't seem to be hitting us as inflationary right now. At these levels, it's awfully hard to want to extend your coverage, but also we know that if we go a lot below here, that puts us in a negative situation as far as returns against what we put into this crop. So I guess I'd like to be cautious right in here. I'm not sure I want to push my sales at this point in time. The fact of the matter is I thought seriously of trying to buy a November 520 corn call somewhere in the 15 to 18 cent level today and only risk about 8 to 10 cents on that as to lightly go long some corn.
Let's turn our attention from the futures to the cash grain side of the equation. And things aren't going well there. Cash grain prices are at 8 to 16 month lows.
Well, no, they're not. They're not good. We have taken a lot of confidence out. We've got a lot of the people that are worried that their elevators are going to be able to pay them because of the credit crunch. We know that grain elevators are very much reliant on credit to pay for their fall needs until they can ship them on for cash flow purposes and like that. And we'll probably see a little bit of a widening of basis in some areas just for the simple fact that they do need to have a little more to pay a little higher interest rates that they might have to pay to have money available in cash flow.
Is it possible that a number of elevators will now go and offer only basis-only purchase contracts?
I don't think so at this point, Dave. I think that if we don't get something passed here by the end of the week and it holds on down to it, then we could see something like that happen. But right now I'm very optimistic that hopefully the Congress will get a brain and get something passed and keep things rolling along in the economy, because it's very, very important that they do.
Thank you very much there, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Looking at Ed Kieser's extended highlights for the two-state region, he says cool weather will continue on Thursday. Morning lows will be mostly in the low 40s with some 30s and scattered light frost in normally colder locations. Widespread frost is not expected, and the growing season will continue across most of Illinois and Indiana. A moderation of temperatures to seasonable levels at the end of the week and into the weekend, with highs in the mid-60s to the mid-70s. Dry weather expected Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. A few scattered showers will be possible on Sunday, with a better chance of rain on Monday. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2, and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.